Introduction. As a young boy growing up Catholic, I learned a great deal from my parents about respect. We called my parents' friends Mr. Zeller and Mrs. Frommelt. We would never dream of calling an adult by their first name. We learned at a very young age to respect our elders. Do you remember the nuns? I certainly do. The nuns taught us, very quickly, that disrespect would not be tolerated. We lined up, we shut up, we paid attention. Well, we tried to anyway. After all, we were kids, but the bar was set high for us in the respect department. We have all heard and maybe experienced the stories about knuckles being cracked with a ruler in school, or ears being pulled towards the bedroom for a time out at home. My least favorite was the hair on the back of my neck being pulled by my saint of a mother. Ouch! Does this sound harsh? Maybe to some, but I can say that it worked. It got the attention of every young person in the room, and the message was clear. Act right, love each other, and be respectful. Our parents and our nuns cared about us. They cared about us, and they cared about the future of our society. They taught us respect. Please consider this excerpt from Forbes.com. People can be rude, and it appears rude people are on the rise. After a surge of goodwill among fellow Americans following the September 11, 2001 attacks, manner experts and others have observed a marked drop in courtesy. One survey commissioned from ORC International by Lennox, a gift company, confirms an increase in such brusque behavior. The survey found more than 1/3 of 1,000 people polled rate the manners of Americans as poor. Etiquette is not just about what fork to use, said Sandra Morrison, a professional etiquette trainer in New York City. It's all about your self-awareness and treating others with respect. If you're not aware of your behavior, that's a problem. Forbes.com, 12/4/2003. I'm sorry if this makes me a snowflake, but we find ourselves living at a time of incredible rudeness. Social media has taught the world it needs to have an opinion on everything at all times, and that this opinion must be delivered in a forthright way so we seem assured, confident, smart. Reality television has taught us to celebrate meanness so long as that meanness is delivered as honesty, an awful get-out clause designed by the truly rude so they can say truly rude things, and then expect us all to applaud them for it.